I could almost hear God say, well, you show them how to do that, Todd.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, it's going good here, but I should be asking you. So how was the big concert? You know, I know the guys are all thinking or wondering, did you and Clapton, fist bump or
no.
Did he call you up on the stage?
He did not.
Did you embarrass yourself in front of your kids and scream like a Beatles fan girl?
I did not, but okay. It feels like it was a long time ago now, but we had an awesome time. We went to the Hard Rock Cafe for dinner.
Oh yeah.
And that was pretty exciting because my son got to see an autographed guitar of Stevie Ray Vaughan, who is one of his other guitar heroes. So,
because I've never really been in a Hard Rock Cafe, but they do have like autographs.
Oh yeah, all kinds of
memorabilia,
of stuff from rock stars of the past. And let's see, there was like a big guitar there from Johnny Cash that was really cool.
Oh yeah,
I don't think my son cared about that much, but I did.
Yeah, it's like, who is that?
Yeah. And then we went to the concert, which was just awesome. It had been 32 years since the last time I saw Clapton. I was a senior in high school when I saw him.
Wow.
And this time we were in the nosebleed seats way in the back in the hockey arena there. And boy, howdy, they don't make those seats for people my size or age. I think
it was a little uncomfortable.
I think they measured a 12-year-old girl to see how wide to make those seats. And I'm like, look, I know I'm not as skinny as I was in high school, but good gravy. Anyway, nobody wants to hear about that.
We do. Did it leave an impression?
Yes. But Clapton played a good smattering of his hits and some great blues. And I think the highlight for me might have been the opening song, Pretending, because it's so awesome. But he also did I Shot the Sheriff, which is a great tune.
Oh, yeah. And, even I know that song.
He even did Cocaine, which I really don't care about, but...
I hate this song.
Yeah. They try and like make it sound like it's a anti-drug song now, but
yeah,
everybody
right.
knows that he was singing in the praises of cocaine at one point. So it was an incredible show. He did Tears in Heaven, which was the sad moment of the show, and that was beautiful. And
your kids had fun. I mean, you guys had fun overall.
There were moments where, there were fussy moments where I thought they were going to ruin it, and I'm like, really?
Yep. That always happens.
And I'm like, dude, we're in Nashville. Let's walk around a little and see some stuff. No, Dad, I just want to go.
Why do we have to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but we had a great time, and we made it there
That's
safely.
Awesome.
And I was really afraid that Jen was going to have to deal with water in the basement because it was threatening.
Oh, pouring down rain, you said, yeah.
Well, none got in the basement, so that was good.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's great. So a good time was had by all.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, it's been a beautiful, beautiful weather here in northern Indiana. I assume Cincinnati feels like almost like late summer.
Yep.
Cool mornings, warm days. I'll tell you, I could hold on to this because I know it's going to run out, but it's been great. Got the RV out in the driveway right now. Changed the oil yesterday, 25 quarts. And today I'm going to change the fuel filters, which always makes me a little nervous because on a diesel, the fuel filters look like oil filters, and they're kind of hard to reach. But when you take them out, you got to fill them back up with diesel and then screw them back in. And then when it cranks, you basically just put your foot on the pedal and because it needs that fuel, I guess. And then you wait for that. And that's a nerve-wracking moment for me. So I know it's not to other people, but it is to me. I don't know what it is, Scott, but maybe it's because I'm getting older. I just feel like it's a bigger deal, you know, getting the RV out and having it. I think we're even starting to, we're starting to look for maybe a smaller RV. So wow. Be on the lookout if you ever want to own a piece of Family Man history. We might put the old Family Man RV, and it's a great RV. I mean, it runs great, all those things, but it is big.
You're not going to build like the Family Man Museum, like one of those presidential library kind of things, and have the RV just be a part of it, you know?
No. Even though my kids are like, Dad, you're not going to get rid of that, are you? I mean, that's got so many memories in it. And I'm like, yes, I am.
That's what pictures are for.
That's right. And I'm a collector of memories. My office is filled with memories. I keep everything. But I guess I just don't feel that same thing with an RV. So we're starting to look for something maybe just a little bit newer, because ours is almost 30 years old. And again, it runs great. And I just keep going. But it is big. And I don't think we need all the bigness.
Are you going to get one of those like 70s vans with, like, you know, customized with the waterbed and stuff?
You know, awesome. There is something appealing to me. In fact, I just drove by down the road from us is a, because we live in RV heaven, where all the RVs are created, and it's just a huge industry here near Elkhart, Indiana. So there are several RV transport companies real close to us, you know, big yards with, you know, lots of campers that they pull, you know, people, the drivers come in, hook them up, and they drive them down south or out west. And there's the one near us that has a, you know, about a 1972 Winnebago out there that is super classic. It looks super nice on the outside. But I can tell, you know, it's kind of, and I thought, maybe I should contact them. And then I'm like, no, Todd, don't do it. You don't need another project. Because, you know, Abe is out, right, if I could see through the walls, he's got a camper out there. I think it's like 1970 something. And it's been a huge project. So, I mean, he's gutted it. He's just, the roof is finished. He's rewiring everything. He's going to, you know, he has to put all the pieces back to where he wants them to be, the bathroom, toilet, everything. And, you know, when you're a young guy, that sounds like a good project. But when you're an old guy, it sounds hard.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find the balance between, you know, I'd like something nice and shiny. I was telling someone yesterday, Paul Henning, who you probably met at the Family Man Rally, but I was telling him yesterday, I just wish I had a lot of money and I could just go out and buy, point at one and go, I like that one. And do you have it in blue? You know, but that's not what we'll do. We'll still find an old one. It'll probably still be 20 years old.
What are those silver ones?
Those are Airstreams. Yeah. Yes, they are Airstreams. Those are pull behinds. We want something with a motor because we often pull something. We pull a trailer.
Gotcha.
But I'll tell you, Scott, it may be a while since we've mentioned Drew Geertz on the show, but Drew Geertz is the, just so everybody knows, when you hear that music playing at the beginning and the end of the show, that's Drew singing it. He wrote it. He composed it. He did the whole thing. He's amazing. But Drew just sent me I saw on Facebook, you know, he asked me to like his page, and I was just intrigued by Drew's post, just 4 or 5 days ago. He says, "My boys and I are starting a new venture!" Exclamation point. If you live in the Madison, Hanover area, that's southern Indiana, and would like someone to scoop your yard, send me a message. And I'm like, what's scoop your yard? So he started the Doo Doo Dudes, pet waste removal service. Is it hard to keep the poo out of your yard? ? It's our business to keep up your pet's business. We are number one in picking up your dog's number twos. Give us a call to see what we can do. And I'm thinking, this is a great idea. He might start a franchise, the Doo Doo Dudes. You know, not some super glamorous. Not super glamorous, but I think what a great thing to do. Has kind of that feeling of, you know, especially for kids, you know, that you could, you know, rake some old lady's yard or whatever, and provide a service and get paid at the same time. And it sounds like, you know, maybe they're doing it as a dad and his boys. And I think that is so cool. So if you've got an idea, dads, maybe that you've done with your kids, started something, or I'd be interested to hear what you've done with your kids, because I think it's a great idea. I'm always looking for those kind of opportunities, you know, and some of those, I mean, do you get those ideas, Scott, that you think would be great for your kids? You go, oh, you should do this.
Sometimes. But they usually shoot me down quickly. So I'm like, yeah,
exactly. Whatever. That's what they're, you know, I was like, no, because, you know, I was trying to encourage Cal in buying and selling Lego. And he did it a few times. And he's actually going to try to sell some stuff this weekend. But, you know, I think it just it seemed a little too daily for him. He was thinking, can I buy something cheap, sell it for a lot of money, and then be done?
Yeah.
And it don't work that way. And so anyway, so I like the idea.
You do all this work once and you think, oh, that's my big thing and I'm going to make it big with this. It's the same thing with like songwriting. You're like, you write one song like, and you think, I'm going to make it big with this one song. It's like, no, write like 1,000 more. Maybe one of them will hit someday, but
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you know, and really it is kind of like fathering, you know, or adulting where you think, cause I, you know, I've had people come up to me and say, oh, Todd, you should do this. You could make a lot of money. And I'm like, that's the old giveaway that no, you can't make a lot of money. And it's a lot of hard work. And you can be successful if you work hard and keep plugging. But there aren't many of those people who are those, you know, write that one song or produce that one thing. And it just immediately Shark Tank wants to pay $700,000, you know, for it. It
is the American dream to be a one hit wonder.
It is. And I'm all for it. I still wish I could find it, but you know, that's just part of plugging away, I guess. You know, which I don't know if it's a lead in, but, I had just written an email to a guy and I had written on there, which I often do, you know, sometimes I'll write an email to dads and I'll say you to dad, you know, and sign my name. But oftentimes I'll write, keep loving and leading your family. And as I read that, I thought, oh, this guy does a good job of this, you know. But I thought they really are kind of not exclusive. They really go together. But you can sometimes do one and not the other, you know. And maybe we're all better at one.
Loving and leading?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that they're supposed to go together. But sometimes we do one maybe and neglect the other. Because I know dads who seemingly do a great job leading their families. You know, they're the ones who have the family devotions every day. They're the ones who family altar or whatever they might call it. And you know, they serve the poor and they are always there at church and always doing those things. But, you know, they don't really love their family, or they don't show that love, demonstrate that love through forgiveness and being kind and smiling and all those other things. And you often see kids, you know, kind of push back from that later on. I mean, I can think of a list right now of lots of kids who are just angry. They're angry at their dads. They're angry at what they believe in. They are. They're angry at God because they're angry at their dads. And I thought, you know, they kind of led, but they didn't add the love part. And then, you know, at the same time, you'll see dads who they seem pretty loving, but they don't really lead. And sometimes maybe I feel like I might fall into that because I really do want to lead my family and my wife, you know, and point them to God. But sometimes my laziness and busyness gets in the way and I don't do a very good job of that. And really, sometimes I don't do a very good job at either one of those. But I do think it's kind of a two-sided thing.
I don't have any problems with that.
That's the great thing about you, Scott.
I'm honest.
If Clapton had known you, he would have said that at the concert.
That's right. He would have said that. Can we all give Scott a cheer? He's such a good dad and husband.
Yeah. But, you know, but it is kind of, you know, wouldn't you agree that our role is in both of those? Because, absolutely, you know, there are times where I'll pray and I'll say, you know, God, just help this child of mine or all of my children, help them to love you, help them to, you know, to love your word. And it's almost like I'm praying it like, I could almost hear God say, well, you show them how to do that, Todd. you know, I'm kind of praying like some magic formula, like, can you just make them do that? You know, and really that's my job. My job is to lead them in those things. So, and for me as a husband to lead my wife in those things too, because I know it gets easy to, because I talk to you guys, you know, it gets easy to, maybe you haven't been to church in a while and you say, well, we just haven't found a church, you know. It's our job and to lead our family in those things. And because it's important, you know, is church the only thing? No, of course not. But it's part of it, you know, and if we don't make it a priority, which, you know, there have been times in our busyness of our life, it's not a priority. And my kids, you know, it's not a priority when your kids say, are we going to go to church today? I'm like, of course we're going to church today. You know, we're here. Yes, we're going to go do that. And did they sit there bored? Yes, they sit there bored, but I still want to lead them in those things. So I was just on the, I was looking for dad news, and I see if I can find it here. Just prior to, because I'm always looking, you know, see if there's something fun. And Tom Brady was in the news with his dad.
His wife's a witch, man.
She, you mean like truly?
Yeah.
You mean like?
Yeah, like.
Not. I'll get you my pretty and your little dog too.
Well, from what I understand, I mean, I haven't dug deep into the story to find out, but from what I understand, she actually practices witchcraft in some modern form.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that was, well, he didn't mention this in his comment. He didn't say, by the way, my wife's a witch. But he did say, apparently, his dad, 77-year-old guy, he was on some kind of podcast, and he just said, you know, I'm glad my son, you know, won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, after leaving the New England Patriots, kind of like. And then Tom Brady said, he on another podcast, he said, I prepared a statement on that subject. He said, comments made by Thomas Edward Brady, a 77-year-old insurance company CEO, who should know better at this point in his life, don't necessarily reflect the views or positions held by his son, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. So furthermore, should Thomas Sr. continue to speak out on behalf of his son without the express written consent, Jr. receives the right to eventually put him in a home against his will. That's all I have to say, he said. And of course, you know, he later says, you know, he had the greatest dad in the world. He says he's the most loving, caring, honest man in the world. And without him, there's no way to be in the position that I'm in. He's there to support me, win or lose. He's been on the field. He's been on the field coming off year in, year out, and my biggest supporter, and my wife's a witch. No, he didn't say the last part.
It occurs to me now that that might be one of those celebrity stories that gets made up to, and like they just run with it because it, you know.
I mean, we've just perpetuated that?
Could be, I don't know.
We're part of the problem, Scott. We're fake news. Check that out, Scott, afterwards.
The best
let me know.
Fake news of all right here.
That's right. If you say it loud enough. So, well, that's about all I got today. It's a beautiful day. I'm trying to debate whether we're going to have a homeschool co-op gym outside or inside.
Outside.
Play football. Don't go outside.
Go outside. Play football or something.
I know. We got girls, you know, and where and in the world I live in, girls don't play football. You know, girls are cheerleaders. So I have to find games.
We're going to get the mail for that one.
Good. I'm ready. Just send it my way. So, but I did hear on the news that there was a girl in Indiana somewhere or someone around me who just scored like the first touchdown, maybe touchdown in their school history or maybe Indiana history as a girl on the boys team.
Wow.
Dads, don't let your girls play football. You know, that sounds like a song. Scott, you should write a song. Dads, don't let your girls grow up to be football players. You know, let your girls be girls.
Unless her name is Steve.
That's right. So anyway, so I'm trying to debate. The grass is a little wet, and I don't like wet feet, Scott. Oh, that's something about me. I don't like sharks, and I don't like wet feet. So... So I'm trying to debate whether we should do that or
I'm
not.
I'm with you. I hate when I walk out and get the dew all over my shoes.
I do. And then you're just like, hours. Exactly. That's what I was telling one of my sons yesterday. So, by the way, if you've got some, I think I asked this last year, if you've got some good gym fun games, I'm always interested in something that you could play as a group. We have about, 20 kids that I divide into two teams. And we played every version of everything, and I'm always looking for something fun. And last week we tried something and it didn't work, but I'm always looking for something, a good game. So if you've got a good game, let me know. And so I'll just close this out there. Maybe stop by Drew's Geertz's, and his last name is G-E-E-R-T-S. Look him up, and maybe like his doo-doo page. The doo-doo dudes. Just
I actually thought that was a band at first, but maybe they were putting a band together and calling it that.
You could go either. You could go either. You could sing, or you can pick up dog poop. Either way.
Don't try and mix those two.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. And have a good day. Have a good week, dads. You know, leading and loving your family. Because I tell you, they need both of those. If we neglect one, you know, I think bad things happen. You know, if you're leading without loving, it doesn't turn out good. And if you're loving without leading, you know, you just kind of leave them to the wind. So do both. And do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
Scott, you're not adding anything.
Sorry, man. I
don't say you're.
No one was listening, sir.
You don't have to say anything. It's okay. It's okay, Scott.
I was formulating something brilliant, but my mind is not messing up with me today. My mind's just like, well, I got nothing.
Nothing here. I hear you.
No, there's something I could say to that. There is. I know.
It's okay. You're just rambling now.
Shut up.